Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week. It's Friday, and you know what that means here on Political Coffee. It's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. It doesn't have to be anything that's on my plate. What do you want to get off your chest? What's important to you? This is your day. 503-589-1220. That's the number to call. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Emails like the one that Jim sent me, which has to deal with the Harvey Weinstein case being overturned. Last night, as I was, I had to go north to Albany yesterday afternoon. I was listening to Grant Stinchfield, who does a morning show out of L.A., and he's also on Real America's Voice as a TV show. And I think he was on Newsmax, too. Anyway, he was being interviewed in the afternoon show of Steve Bannon's War Room. He was talking about how this Weinstein case, the reasons it was overturned, may have just destroyed Alvin Bragg's case against Donald Trump in New York City. You know that case that's ongoing now, you know, the hush money with Stormy Daniels, all that. It may have just destroyed it because the same things that were the basis of the court overturning Harvey Weinstein's conviction. And the guy is an absolute scumbag. I'm sorry. Man, this guy needs the Lord so bad. It's just stunning. Anyway. The reality... is this. This, the judge in the Weinstein case has allowed a whole bunch of, testimony. It was completely irrelevant to the case, completely. Just smeared Harvey Weinstein's character. Now, Weinstein is an awful man. And he deserves to be in prison, I think, for other crimes. But the court ruled that these testimonies were completely irrelevant and should have never been allowed by the judge. So they've overturned the conviction. Now, he's going to be tried again, okay? But here's the thing. That very same thing as Grant Stinchfield pointed out on Steve Bannon's War Room show yesterday afternoon, that very same thing is happening in the Trump hush money trial. With, you know, David Pecker, the publisher of the National Enquirer, all, including Stormy Daniels, her testimony, and the Playboy Playmate, all of their testimony is irrelevant because he's not being charged with anything that they have to do with. He's being charged by a city for a federal election violation that the federal government refused to charge him over. It's an election violation. Has nothing to do with the smearing that they're about to do. This Weinstein case may have just torpedoed completely. In fact, Jim writes this. It's a Breitbart story. Oh, these pesky, unsubstantiated claims. Harvey Weinstein is a pig, no question, but even a pig deserves a fair trial. And the moment we stop giving pigs fair trials, The line between rigged trials and fair trials moves all that much closer to non-pigs like you and me. Sound familiar? Right on the money. By the way, yesterday, if you missed it, there is it, by the way, Jim Hoft on in Gateway Pundit has a story here about developing. It's David Pecker's testimony destroys the prosecution's case against Trump. Ooh, juicy, isn't it? Now, those are not the headlines you're going to hear. Oh, and you gotta love Rhino Mitch McConnell, or maybe not. $61 billion. Here's what he said. Well, $61 billion Ukraine aid package is not a whole lot of money. The fact that we're giving them any money without an accounting of how much they have spent already and where it went, because the Pentagon doesn't know that entirely, is stunning. But it isn't if you realize the Uniparty is what the Uniparty is in D.C. Anyway, today's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Justice Alito. There's another story here. Destroys Jack Smith's prosecutor during the Trump immunity oral arguments with one question. One question. Now, there's also a story here in Oregon about fentanyl overdoses. Drug overdoses are devastating not just Portland and Salem and Eugene and Bend. They're devastating small towns all across Oregon, including Newport. You see, what is the statistic here? In the 3 years before Measure 110 passed, in 3 years, Newport police handled three overdoses. Just three. In the past 3 years, the figure is 24 and counting, going up. And that's only, the story says, and this is a Coin6 story, only what authorities have been able to firmly log in the small town. The local hospital says its overdose count linked to narcotics is up more than 60%. What has likely occurred here is that no matter what the legislature has done, it isn't going to solve the problem. The only thing that's really, it may solve it in some places. Maybe it does in smaller towns like this, where they start getting tough. Local DAs like Marion County need to truly get tough on these drug dealers. You know, Donald Trump's out there saying they ought to be put to death. Yeah. Because you know what? And he tells the story. You hear him on the campaign trail. I think he's got a campaign event tonight. But anyway, you know, he tells the story of other countries like Saudi Arabia and others. They put drug dealers. They don't have a drug problem. Why? Because they kill the drug dealers. They execute them publicly. They chop their heads off. They behead them in public. Oregon Catalyst has another story that the DMV offices are closed once again. What? Yeah, apparently Oregon's DMV office has been closed for a few days after a computer failure, stranding hundreds who need to get their driver's licenses. 2 years ago, nearly a dozen DMV offices were closed over the summer due to not having enough staff. This DMV crash also follows a similar crash during COVID with three other agencies. The unemployment department crash. 270,000 unemployed Oregonians stranded. The DMV crash 2 years ago. 3 month delay for driving tests. The health authority crash. The number three slowest state to open vaccine appointments. Now, that wasn't all bad, of course, but just points to an inept bureaucracy. Thousands of seniors blocked from setting up appointments. The housing department crash in Oregon. Millions in relief funds frozen for landlord rent compensation. Just yesterday, this week, we've covered two other computer website failures in Oregon. For the paid family leave program, and for, you guessed it, the unemployment department, as I call them. How does this get solved? No, I'm serious. I want to ask you that question. How do you think it gets solved? Now, there's a story here also in Willamette Week. Senator James Manning is a former military officer, former cop, Democrat from Eugene. He's running for Secretary of State in the Democrat nomination. The headline is, James Manning accepts, then returns a $20,000 contribution from a major pro-life donor. Just 2 days after Manning said he was proud to receive broad support, he returned the donation. He took $20,000 from an old friend of mine who owns Industrial Finishes, Stu Barr, who has been he's a man of faith. I've known him very well. I worked with him many, many years ago, back in the early 90s, when Franklin Gray and Billy Graham's son came to Eugene to do a crusade. And I was part of that. I was part of the leadership team, the fundraising for it, and so forth. So Stu Barr knows Jim Manning, gave him $20,000. Now, just because Stu Barr is a strong pro-lifer and Jim Manning has got endorsed by Planned Parenthood and a bunch of other pro-choice lefty Marxist groups, doesn't mean just because Stu Barr is pro-life and Planned Parenthood and these others pro-choice groups, pro-abortion, pro-death, even though that's the case, did Stu Barr give him the money for that purpose? Or is it all about the long-time relationship they've had? Maybe Jim Manning has helped, even though he's a Democrat and a liberal, maybe he has helped Stu Barr and his company and his industry with issues having nothing to do with abortion, but everything to do with their industry. Maybe that's the case, but you know what? The Marxist Willamette Week doesn't care. Neither does the perception. Remember 2 days ago when I started the show talking about perception, how important it is? That's what this story is all about. Because Planned Parenthood immediately went hard after Jim Manning. And their spokesman came out and said, well, he's going to be returning the contribution. Their spokesman came out and said that before Jim Manning did. So I just ask you this question. Do you respect this kind of wishy-washiness? Does it happen on the Republican side? You bet it does. It's not to be celebrated, and it's not to be respected. Back in a moment at 6:20. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, and it's great to have you with us on Freedom Friday. That's your day, your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be anything on my plate. What is interesting? Maybe you just got a burning issue you got to get off your chest. Well, this is your day. You call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, or send me an email to Jeff, 1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. I got a great one by one of several of our state employees who shall never be named. About Bo Nix, folks. If you were watching the NFL draft last night, Bo Nix was, and was so disappointed because I thought at first, the way you could see it on TV, he had been chosen by my beloved hapless Raiders. No, he got picked by Denver Broncos. Darn. Anyway, it's a great piece about Bo Nix, and I'm just going to mention it in the context of other things. By the way, the Biden Department of Justice yesterday in the Trump immunity case, the Biden Department of Justice says droning or killing American citizens is okay under Obama because Obama's Department of Justice said it was okay. Apparently, Obama, I don't know if you knew this, during his time as president, ordered drone strikes that murdered somewhere between 384 and 807 civilians. Why? Because his own Department of Justice said he could. Even Eric Holder, who ought to be in prison, admitted that at least four Americans were murdered by the drone strikes. Three of the four were not specifically targeted. Now, there were a lot of arguments yesterday in the court. Sotomayor hijacks Trump's immunity, trying to push the Democrats' debunked hypothetical questions. You know, like if Donald Trump ordered the murder of someone. What a joke she is. But Justice Alito asked that one question. That if a president chose who didn't like the outcome of election, basically tried to, I want to make sure I get this right here, okay? So the headline in, so that there are two stories about this, the Federalist story. So Alito asked this, if the president, and I'm quoting, if the president gets advice from the attorney general that something is lawful, is that an absolute defense? The Justice Department's lawyers, Biden's lawyer says, yes, I think it is. Then Alito says this, but won't that give presidents incentive to be sure to pick an attorney general who would reliably tell the president that it's lawful to do whatever the president wants to do if there's any possible argument in favor of it? The O'Biden Department of Justice lawyer says, well, the Constitution protects against that risk. And then Alito asks, but what about FDR's decision to intern Japanese Americans during World War II? Couldn't that have been charged? The DOJ lawyer said, well, yeah, today it could.
Oopsies.
FDR, the beloved icon of the modern Marxist Communist Democrat Party, did something that has been widely acknowledged as being completely and totally unconstitutional. And Justice Alito just pointed that out. Yet his Department of Justice said he could do it. So if a president, the point here is that if a president relies on his Department of Justice and legal counsel telling him something, and later it's determined that that was criminal. Criminal, folks. Alito's point is that destroys, it would destabilize our entire republic. Now, Alito said democracy, not republic. Okay. He should have said democracy, constitutional republic. He didn't. And that's the point. If criminalizing close election contests becomes the norm, criminalizing them, then that destabilizes everything. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Morning. Well, a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, one, Oregon Right to Life is behind some people that I think they shouldn't be. And it seems like they get a lot of the stuff they're trying to do gets politicized, and they go for the lesser of two evils, which is too bad. And the other thing, too, is I was listening to Ted Cruz last night, and it all, I hate to say this, but they're complaining about Biden and everything, or Biden, but it seems like it's more for show than they have the ability to do anything. It's just frustrating.
You're right. It is very frustrating. What's that noise in the background?
I just started up my car. I took my grandson to school this morning.
Yeah. Rich, you're the best. Have a fantastic weekend. I always appreciate your very pithy and well thought out comments. Back in a moment, folks. It's 6:30. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Anything's on the table. Give me a call. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 23 minutes before the top. Great to have you with us on Fridays, Freedom Fridays here on Political Coffee. That means you can call and talk about whatever, well, politically anyway, is on your mind today. It's really easy. Pick up the phone and dial 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And I have some great emails, and I'm going to read them to you. In just a momento. Got to remind you, friends, that Freedom Heating and Air not only makes your life better, but they save you money, potentially. Now, how would they do that? Well, let's say that you have another company that has come out to your home or your business and said, you know what, your system is on its last legs. You need to replace it. Maybe you ought to get a second opinion. And you can get that second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air, and they'll come out and they'll do it for free. It costs money to put a service tech in a vehicle, drive to your home or your business, and basically do a diagnostic on your system and do it for free. Now, that ought to be incentive for you to call them and ask them to come out. 503-580-1456. Get the free second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. 503-580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Doug writes on Freedom Friday, "Don't worry, Americans have God on their side." H.L. Mencken said, "The trouble with communism is the communists, just as the trouble with Christianity is the Christians. War creates a need for more and more borrowed dollars than we can imagine. Many Christians have bought the lie that America is protected by God. Pledge of Allegiance calls it one nation under God and indivisible. War is when the government tells you who the bad guys are. Civil war is when we decide that for ourselves. If the war machine-driven financial system is too big to fail, then it's too big to exist. The devil doesn't care who gets killed in war. Satan just cares who gets killed in war. Satan just cares that all people are killed. Christians don't get that. He who follows the herd only sees the rear end of the animal in front of you." Those are my words. Let's see here. Okay, got a bunch of other ones, and then I'm going to get to Gary in a moment. It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Julie writes, a following from the extreme. The breathing cadaver, that's O'Biden, folks, just killed Title IX, and with it, women's sports programs from kindergarten to college. At the same time, he's considering his new factions. He allowed trans women to play on women's teams, invade their locker rooms, usurp their athletic scholarships. Men on women's teams are a hazard. Women are being injured, some of them permanently. The so-called trans woman, it seems. These are at best mediocre male athletes. They're probably mediocre students looking for a free college ride. The rules for the games may be the same for both sexes. The play is different. Men's basketball is a power game. The women's game is a strategy game. Golf for women is based on the short game. Caitlyn Jenner, for instance, also always plays the men's tournament, never the women's. She is also opposed to trans men on women's teams. Remember, Caitlyn Jenner is former gold medalist in the decathlon, Bruce Jenner, folks. Anyway, Julie concludes with, between the trans women that we are the Hamas crowd and haters of all stripes, the breathing cadaver has a rather motley following. Yes, O'Biden does. Michael writes, state computer software, quote, Snickers, unquote. Yeah, you got it right. The state's software and computer systems are a complete failure. But then why does the computer systems for the police and the courts seem to work flawlessly? Good point. Could it be the one system collects money and the other dispenses money? Ooh. Yeah, that's good. It's a great observation. One collects, one dispenses. Rich says, the wife corrected me that these politicians are grandstanding. Yeah, they are. And then Linda writes, the huge spending bill. Very deep in the bill, she writes, is an item that the United States will be taking in Arab refugees. There's money in that bill for just that. No wonder Mike Johnson gave them a few hours to read the horrendously expensive secret spending package. Mike Johnson does nothing for me. Just looking at him makes me yearn for somebody that had some guts. And it certainly isn't Ted Cruz. Yikes. Yeah, we the taxpayers get to fund not only the Ukraine oligarchs and pay for pensions and government operations of Ukraine, and we are. It's in the bill, folks. Just go look it up. But we also are giving $6 billion to pro-Hamas NGOs. And now, in fact, I think I saw a story yesterday afternoon that, you know, this pier that Biden is building off of the quote-unquote coast of Gaza, you know, to bring in supplies. There are people saying now that there are plans that this pier will be used. We've talked about this before, but now it's more formal. The pier will be used to take in Hamas-loving Palestinian refugees. Don't you just love that, folks? Let's let in 10 million illegal aliens, many of them who hate from countries that hate America. And now let's bring in Palestinian refugees. Thank you, stolen election. Thank you, oh, Biden. By the way, Bidenomics, there's a Breitbart story. His administration, the EPA's latest rules, basically kill coal as a power source in America. Forever. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. Yeah, it was pretty good for Bo last night.
Wasn't it?
He went a lot earlier than they thought, and apparently the coach of the Broncos really liked him, thinks he's going to be another Drew Brees, so it's a good fit for him.
I hope so. I mean, I do. I still would have loved to have seen him go to my Raiders, but okay. The Broncos need a good quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So it was good. One of the things, I only called in yesterday because you're talking about the indoctrinated brain. One of the things I didn't mention is that the guy that wrote this, this doctor in Germany, he wrote a book prior about 5 years ago called, called The Alzheimer Brain, which is the same thing. Certain things damage the long-term memory of the brain. There's two different parts, the long-term and the short-term. And one of the things that he found out is that vitamin D counteracts a lot of this stuff. D deficiency is one of the things that this causes this dementia and Alzheimer's and so forth, and is why he says that a lot of the damage that happened during the COVID shutdown was not getting any vitamin D in the house, plus of all the chaos and stress people were under, was causing the same things as Alzheimer's and dementia and so forth to help indoctrinate the brain, especially for young kids who are locked up in their houses.
Ouch. Thank you, Kate Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, good point. Thank you, Gary.
Well planned out.
And what's the name of that book again?
Diabolical Plan.
It is. What's the name of that book again?
The Indoctrinated Brain.
The Indoctrinated Brain. Gary, thank you. Go Beavs.
Go Ducks.
Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. You know, I've been paying quite a bit of attention to this local and national election cycle going on. And one of the things the Democrats are really hammering hard on is the pro-choice issue.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'm really sick and tired of it because being a Vietnam vet, you know, when we came back, they called us all baby killers, in which none of my people, I didn't know anybody that killed any baby. And if you did kill anybody like that in the Army, you would have been prosecuted. You'd have been court-martialed. You went to Leavenworth because I sent one guy to Leavenworth, not for that issue, but for another issue. So what I'm saying right now is that the Democratic Party is the party of baby killers. I'm going to reverse that back to them. That's what they called us, and I'm just going to return the favor and call them what they are. They belong to the party of baby killers. That's what it is.
Excellent analysis. And sadly, far too many Republicans believe in killing babies, too. How sad. Thank you, Freddie. It's 6:48. Back with Kathy in a moment. Street and Friday, what do you want to talk about? There's lots, so don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. In a moment, we'll go to Kathy. By the way, if you want to call, it's 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Chris Tomlin has been called by Time Magazine as the most often sung artist in the world. He's a great songwriter. He's a Christian. I listen to a Christian music mostly during the day. He's a prolific songwriter. So much of the songs that you may sing in your evangelical settings, some of them may have been written by Chris Tomlin. He's coming to the Moda Center in Portland on May 3rd. 7 p.m. May 3rd, 7 p.m. You can get tickets at the normal places. Chris Tomlin, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts today.
Morning. I've just got a couple quick things. First of all, I'm really weary of hearing the news people and everybody talking about how there's women and children that are being killed. Well, I agree with the children part, but the women, they are literally teaching kids from the cradle to kill and hate Jewish people.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
So I'm weary of it. While the men are out digging tunnels, the women are at home strapping bullet vests on their little kids and reading them books about how they should hate Jews because of all they've done. So anyway, I just wanted to say that and get that off my chest because it really drives me crazy when they say the women and children. Yeah, the women are just as bad as the men. They just do it in their house.
They are.
The other thing is, I've been watching television, and the commercials that I see are all for Democrats for this upcoming election. I haven't seen one Republican ad. What's up with that? Do you know?
You know, I just don't think any Republicans are spending any money in any of the contested races. Really, the only two contested races there are Attorney General and Secretary of State. And I don't think any of those candidates have raised enough money to go spend money on TV, to be honest with you. I have seen some digital ads for Will Lathrop, who's the Attorney General candidate that I support. I've seen that, but I haven't seen any TV commercials either. Democrats are raising literally millions of dollars in their heavily contested races. And those also include for Congress and so forth. And we just don't have that. So we don't have access to the money. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, there's got to be some rebuttal. Otherwise, then the people just think, we got Democrats running, so... Anyway.
Yeah. Sad but true. Thanks, Kathy. Uh-huh. Appreciate it. By the way, Monday night is our next political coffee clash. We've got a surprise or two for you, I think. And I will be doing training. I promised you guys that last week. We went long with Brian Boquist and the other candidates. Candidates will likely be there also. We're going to talk a little bit about if I have time. I will show you about a 20-minute clip of Tim Barton, David Barton's son of Wall Builders, who have the most extensive museum in Washington, D.C., as it relates to people of faith being involved in government, especially the founding of the nation. Linda writes, could you repeat the fact about vitamin D and dementia and memory? The reason I'm asking is Prevagen is 250% daily value of vitamin D. I don't take it, but I know people who do, and I looked up the ingredients. Yes, vitamin D is one of several components that are absolutely key to not getting dementia down the road, and you should start taking it now. I don't overtake it, but do take some every day, even in the middle of summer. That's why your body needs to get out into the sun. So important you get out in the sun. Yeah, I know, Jim. Trump's been the target for a long time. Yeah, in the package to the Ukraine is woke training, so I figure they will have to surrender in a few weeks, writes Rich. Sad but true. Also, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, folks. Support what Mike is doing in the fight for free and fair elections. You heard it. He's doing it. They're still running these $25 free shipping orders over $75. Support your own freedom, folks. And that's what this is. Go to MyPillow.com, use our promo code PC23 and get these incredible deals. PC23. By the way, we're going to have an election night broadcast. You got it. from Miller's Barbecue. Anna Munson, I think, is going to be joining us and her supporters as she sees if she's successful in unseating Bill Burgess as Marion County Clerk. Election night broadcast, and my co-host is on the line right now, Josh, who has a great show here on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Noncompliant America. Josh, good morning. What are you guys talking about tomorrow?
Hey, Jeff. We got a lot of interesting news. There's an FDA study that just came out about child seizures, myocarditis, and pericarditis increases post-COVID injection. So now they're finally admitting it. But the other thing that I want to mention, and I mentioned it to you the other day, about what's going on in Japan, is these new vaccines that they're the first in the world to be developing. What are they preparing for? And what is Disease X? And why are these multinational conglomerates talking about the next pandemic or the pandemic two in reference to Disease X? What do they have planned coming up for this election cycle? So that's basically what we're going to be talking about.
That's a great tease, because people need to be tuning in. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to tune in, as I have a memorial service for a former pastor friend of mine who sadly died at a very young age with a massive heart attack. I'm not going to be able to listen, folks, but I think you should listen, because you know what, Josh, you know as well as I do that the COVID pandemic worked really well, and they'll try it again, won't they?
It was a beta test. Next time it's going to be all hands on deck. They're going to hit us in a lot of different ways. We're going to be talking about some of the illness delivery systems. It's not just going to be an airborne illness. There's a lot of different variations on how they deliver it. But I'm really excited for this election night party with you, Jeff. And it's going to be a fun one.
It will. Noncompliant America. Tune in to Josh tomorrow at 4 p.m. here on KSLM. Friends, thank you all so much for listening this week. I cannot thank you enough, especially those of you who spend money with our advertisers. Deeply appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for listening.